Billy Novak. Billy Novak. Gosh, and Guy Van Duser at the Saturday Light Brigade. I told M&M Express, you're here. Your job is to get me through the sixth hour here. And we've got a lot of folks listening out in our theater area right now. I hope you can hear us because they're going to hear some great bluegrass music. This band is a couple of couples. It's always been curious to me that we separate Ron and Debbie, you know, by the Mackens, you know, are kept in between them. That's important, I guess. But you're going to hear just some really wonderful bluegrass music. And these folks have been playing together, well, playing period for so long, but playing together as a unit for such a long time, yet still have so much energy and enthusiasm, and they get better every time I hear them. M&M Express. M&M Express at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was a delightful number, John.
Yeah, it was. That Ron recorded that No Miners Allowed, is that right?
Yep. 1979.
Is that what it was? 79?
Yep. Orange, yellow. I remember that CD.
Yeah.
I remember so clearly. And, you know, WRCT in Pittsburgh has never thrown a record out, virtually. They have about 70,000 LPs, including that one. It's there. So if you ever need a reference copy, it's there. But I can remember playing that a lot. And I'm glad you brought it up because I was trying to remember the album that was on. Has that been reissued at all?
No.
No. It was a great CD. We used to play a lot of that.
Yeah, Ron recorded that, I think, in Lexington, Kentucky?
Lexington, yep.
Yeah, with Red Allen and Ricky Skaggs, yeah.
Billy Bryant was on there.
Yeah, Bob Artis, yeah. He had me on there, and I did the original thing down in Waynesburg when he cut it, and then he replaced me with Red Allen, which I thought was a mistake, but, you know, I went along with it.
Well, you know, Red needed the work, I'm sure.
Yeah. I just gave way there.
Well, we're talking about Ron Meising, who is one of the members of M&M Express. When did you start playing dobro?
Well, I started off on guitar and banjo. Then I went to
dobro after I heard Billy Bryan play banjo. I figure there's only one banjo player in a town.
I haven't thought about Billy in ages. What a great banjo player he would, most notably with Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers.
Oh, he blew me away. He was just awesome.
But learning dobro, that's got to take some time to figure it out, or maybe not. I don't know.
Not really. If you're wrong, you just slide until you find the right note.
I could see that. That's Ron Meising, and you heard John Mackins, a voice before, talking about Red Allen booting him out of the band.
Yeah.
And and then we have the fairer halves of the two. No, Debbie shaking her head. It's nice to have you here, too.
Thank you.
And Wendy, it's nice to have you here as well.
Thank you.
How long has the group been out? Has it been about 30?
Not quite. Like 26 years? 27? 26?
Okay, I was trying to remember because I can recall... you're playing on the radio in the early 80s. It's it's just been such a long time and so wonderful to have you here. I want to talk in a little bit about some of the places you might be playing coming up this spring, and I'll try to get some of those dates down too if they're not already in your head. But why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do?
We'll get Ron to kick one off here. One called Stand at the End of My World. I'm standing at the end of my world, looking back on my ways and past. We sometimes live a lifetime in a day and realize too late love is past. I'm standing at the end of my world, looking back for my wasted past, thinking all the things that might happen if we each newborn day is in for that my life has been in vain. Everything that I do somehow seems wrong. The sunshine never follows the rain, and in a cry something I'm all alone. I'm standing at the end of my world, looking back on my ways of past, dreaming of the things that might have been if we lived each newborn day as if the last. Thinking of the things that might have been if we lived each newborn day.
M&M Express at the Saturday Light Brigade, and what a pretty song. And your banjo work on that really punctuated that song in a nice way, Wendy.
Thank you.
I can't, you know, as I was listening, there's something very nice about, it's almost symphonic in certain cases where you hear each instrument doing its own thing, mm-hmm. yet it all comes together, and it's not as easy to make happen as... I think people might think it is. You probably have to work pretty hard to get it all together. At least I would think so.
I think we've been doing it for long enough. Yeah. We sort of know what everybody's going to do, so it gets a little bit easier.
I could imagine. So it's getting warmer, finally. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be out playing anywhere soon?
Not a whole lot. We've played since we started in January this year and played up until now. We're playing one more show up in Leavittsburg, Ohio, I think, in May 7th. Then we're taking a little break.
Okay.
And, we're relaxing for a little while and probably a few things later on in the summer, but we haven't come up with that. I don't have the dates for any of that stuff, but we are playing in Leavittsburg May 7th. I think it's at 7 o'clock at the Johnson Community Center.
Now, I don't know where Leavittsburg is.
It's just a little town outside of Warren, Ohio. In fact, that's where Jerry Douglas is from. Is that right?
Oh.
You had to mention that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Well. Anytime I can.
My, well, you know, old Jerry, all that fluxology and, stuff like that. But he won't be there, so it'll be okay.
You don't have to worry about
that. He's scared to come back.
maybe some folks. Warren's not too far from here. And
It's only about an hour and a quarter to ride up
there.
It's very nice. It's right off the interstate, the turnpike, rather. It's really a nice evening. And there's usually three bands there, and it's a very nice time up there. Real good.
Well, I hope as we head into summer, folks are going to get a chance to hear you too, to get
us
out.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah, we'll be doing something.
I'll be your agent.
Okay.
I'll get out there and look for as many gigs as I can. And is there a CD still available the band?
The Reno Bond we recorded a while ago. We still have that one.
To be a big record. That's how long ago.
Yeah, it used to be a big record.
Really big record. It's a CD.
Like Ron's Orange album.
Yes.
The Orange album.
Yeah. Now
it's funny how you can with albums, you can remember stuff like that, like what color they were. And I could even, I almost by feel, like by the spine or the, wearing on it was. CDs are a little more.
Man, you're good.
Yeah, CDs are a little more antiseptic. And MP3s, it's really hard.
Yeah. You can't replace the soul with those 33s.
Well, a lot of bands are recording on, LPs again,
on vinyl,
including younger guys. There's a lot of folks I know in their teens and early 20s, and they like the fact that the vinyl sort of is alive and that everyone is different. It's more like a work of art. And when you think about it, why Xerox stuff when you can have an original instead? Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, and we should let you play some more, but it's nice to be comfortable and you're reminding me of old stories. There were records I had that I used to play, phonograph records. Mm-hmm. And I swear the singer, like, the more I played it, she would start to sound tired. It's like, it's like, the more, really, you're going to make me do this again? Records have that thing.
Yeah.
They take on a little character.
They
so
do, yeah.
Go to eBay. Maybe you'll find a Ron Meising LP.
Yeah.
An Eminem Express LP. They may be there.
You
never
put
know.
A few on, maybe.
Yeah.
With an alias.
Sell some.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you could use the alias of Jerry Douglas.
Yeah. I won't do that.
Eminem Express is here. A pleasure to have them. What would you like to do next?
Let's do an old Lefty Frizzell song. It's a little country song. Let's do this Fred and Mary Lou Pimenta. They said they're going to be listening today. And it got some really pretty dober on here. Ron kind of really hogs this one out a bit here. But it's called Forever and Always. Forever and always, my love will be true. I'd wait for a lifetime if you'd ask me to. So happy, then leave me so blue.
Hello, Mary Lou and Fred. I'll bet they loved that.
I hope so.
A good song. Did you see me? You know, I have to read emails and take transmitter readings and things just in case anybody's saying hello to you. And I just for fun went to Amazon and typed in Ron's name. And Amazon, right now, not that I'm promoting that you do this, no minors allowed. They have one copy on Flying Fish. Actually two copies, so there won't be a fight.
Somebody sent one back.
And then, Ron, here's an album called Saturday Night, Sunday Morning.
Yeah, that's before that.
Yeah, on the Country Boy label, and somebody wants $20 for that.
Yeah.
I hope you get it.
I'll give $19.95. Punch it in.
I don't remember that album at all, but that's there. It's amazing what that internet thing does these days.
That is something.
In terms of bringing folks together. And it's nice to have M&M Express here with us today at the Saturday Light Brigade. And, you know, one of the things I love is the songs you pick because you really mix it up quite a lot. Yeah. And not everybody, and it's fine if you want to specialize, but you guys are really... I think always eager to try some different things.
Yeah, we are. We're a little lazy, but doing it. But we do always got something.
I wouldn't call you lazy, really. Maybe.
Oh yeah, the trouble is we play for so long that we can just keep going back and back and back instead of getting a lot of new stuff. That's our problem.
Yeah, but no one knows because it's so long ago.
And we forgot most of the time. It's new to us again, you know.
It gets tough. Everybody comes in at a different time. You've got the whole "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" generation has discovered bluegrass, all new things.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
What do you want to do next? Oh, it looks Wendy's.
Wendy got the guitar. We're going to get Debbie to sing one here. She can do this for her mom and dad, Claire and Ned. I think they may be listening tonight.
I hope.
This morning. They were some great harmony singers and bluegrass. They still do it. And
I remember the Mack and Family Band.
What's that?
There was a family band, I'm trying to think.
Claire and Ed, they played for years.
I'm mixing families here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they did a lot. And do some Amelia Earhart, some great. They're on Ron's CD. Just Messing Around, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Still available, by the way.
Well, look on Amazon there. Yeah, see, we have now.
There's one gone. I'm going to look on eBay during the next song, just for fun.
But, they did some great songs. They did some of the old Reno and Smiley things and some country things. Really good. And Debbie here is going to sing you one here that I believe Phil Rosenthal wrote this one, I think.
Oh.
And it's a pretty one here. And we'll get Wendy to do the kickoff on it here. One called Old Dog.
Thank you.
Debbie, that was beautiful. Beautiful song. And funny, Phil Rosenthal, I was going to play something by him this morning and didn't get around to it. But it's funny that he comes up at the same time. And coming up on eBay, I didn't mean to distract you. I saw both of you guys saw this. Ron, four is your lucky number because there's four items of yours on Amazon and four on eBay. There is an $18 No Miners Allowed LP.
Well, there's three left. I think they sold one.
Actually, that's in Venetia, Pennsylvania, interestingly enough.
It's your neighbor.
And all LPs come in resealable Japanese Mylar sleeves for ultimate protection, it says here. You're listening to Reading eBay on your local set. And then here's another one. $5.95, but $4 shipping in Greer, South Carolina. I think it's kind of interesting to see where these all are. Woodland Hills, California. Yeah, how many do you have, Ron?
Well, check in the basement, basement.com.
And here's one in Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon. I have somebody I can send to go get that, possibly. And none of them have the Japanese Mylar, though, except for that first one. It's got to make you feel good that there's demand and that people are listing these
neat.
In all seriousness.
Yeah. Or they might probably get rid of them. I don't know. They're for sale.
Yeah, one said makes good home plate on it, but I don't think it really said that. Listening to Debbie sing got me curious about how you guys met and where you met. Do you remember?
It's your turn, Deb.
My father brought him home.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, he worked in the mill with my dad, and my dad liked the Dobro, and they got together, and he brought him over, and that's how I met him.
And what mill?
Then we Mesta. Got together.
Mesta
okay,
Machine
Mesta Machine
in
out in Homestead. Mm-hmm. Gosh, what did you do at Mesta?
Machinist.
Yeah, that was a huge place. Mesta was the company that made the tools for other companies, and just huge stuff.
Well, they were the largest machine shop in the world at one time. They had 4,000 employees.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And then they became Mestec after a while, and then some people would
Webco.
Start. Yeah, Webco, gosh.
Webco, yeah.
Or Wemco, yeah. But that's something. And I didn't realize your family was musical. Your parents were musical.
They sang all my life when we were growing up.
And where did you grow up?
McKeesport.
Okay, I didn't know that at all. Did they sing on the radio at all?
No, they just sang with a bunch of friends at get-togethers.
Yeah. McKeesport has such a history and legacy to it, and that makes sense. So you could fairly close to work and able to sing. How did you guys meet, turning to the Mackens?
How did we meet? So long ago, I forgot. We played in the same band very briefly because I got fired from it.
You were fired from the band?
I did. I got fired from the band.
I can't imagine that.
Isn't that terrible?
What did you do? Or what didn't you do?
I'm not really sure. They replaced me with someone better.
Huh.
I didn't do it. I'm innocent. I was just, Ron was it?
The three of us played before Debbie even played.
Before you were married, that's something.
Yeah, that's how we met. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
What was the name of the band, Wed?
Willow Creek Ramblers.
Yeah, Tommy Knight.
Yeah.
Larry Zrath and me and Wendy and Ron
a while.
Do you want me should eBay them? No, I won't.
I don't think they did a recording. I'm not sure.
I don't think
it all went downhill after I left the band.
Okay. That's right. They were cursed for having made that decision. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. Thanks for doing that. It's 25 minutes before noon. M&M Express is here, and thank you for being here Easter weekend, too, I might add.
Thanks for having us.
Josh is here filming away, which is nice.
Yes.
And this performance will be available at neighborhoodvoices.org to download and to listen to again, and some pictures as well. What would you like to do next?
Let's get Wendy to pick you one, a spooky one. That's a
Spooky banjo tune.
Yeah, it'll be great for Halloween, actually. It's a good song. It's a Bill Monroe song. He wrote this. It's an unusual little thing. It has just an eerie sound to it. We're in the wrong season right now, Easter, but let's do it anyway, huh? One called Crossing the Cumberlands.
That is a lonely song as you listen to it, and it sounded beautiful, Wendy.
Thank you.
M&M Express here. I have some hellos for you. Bruce Mountjoy is tuned in and listening and says some mighty fine picking. And Andy Hunt is listening in York in the UK. Andy is listening. Do you know Andy?
No,
but
UK.
All the way.
What's his last name?
His last name is Hunt, H-U-N-T. Oh. And Andy's with us most weeks listening, and he sends along, let's see, he says, all the best from a hot and sunny Easter Eve across the pound, or pound, pond.
Got 6 hours there.
Yeah, across the pound or the pond. And also... commenting on your performance on Facebook, Carol Ann and Donald checking in and liking what you're doing this morning, among others. So
nice.
It's nice. We try to converge all these different things.
And just keep out the bad ones for us. You know?
Oh, there's never any bad ones.
You can't just sit around now when you're not talking. You have to be doing.
Yeah, it's one of these days we're all, those telephone jacks, that go in the wall. We're just going to have those in our necks, and exactly. And people aren't going to shake hands anymore. They're going to double click one another. And that's how it's going to go. And if there are people.
If there are people.
It does.
When John comes over, I can hit that big red X box, right? Or delete.
You won't have
or
to
delete.
Come over anymore.
I can hit delete.
As long as we've been talking, Ron, about, the commercial power of dobro music, having seen its lasting power here 30-plus years on Amazon and eBay. What about Dobro Hero? Do you think we could come up with a Dobro Hero for Xbox or,
Go ahead, John. I think you're going to shoot something my way. I can see it coming. I can see the look on his face.
He's being good.
Yeah, I'm being good. Dobro Hero.
Yeah, like guitar. They got
like guitar
hero. We could have Dobro Hero.
Wow.
And you play, you know, along, and I could see it, you know. There's a world market of maybe 30 for that.
30? Holy cow.
Sure?
No, we got 31. We got Andy listening.
We're going back to the UK again for more, I think.
M&M Express is here. We could have Banjo Hero. Actually, I could, no offense to the Dobro, but I could see Banjo Hero,
yeah.
You know,
because oh, yeah.
That's a pretty
yeah.
popular instrument.
I thought that was an oxymoron.
I heard that.
We don't want to start all those. So it's amazing.
Banjo
the banjo jokes become accordion jokes, become yeah. drummer jokes, become bass. It all depends on who your company
is. Yeah, leave me out of it.
Yeah.
The
Dobro
is just not funny.
We are so pleased to have M&M Express here with us today, and they're raring up to do another song mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, let's do a polka.
Ah,
for Pittsburgh.
For the accordion.
I'll play the tuba on this one.
Tuba on this
one? Trombone, no. whatever
Trombone.
You want to call it.
Okay,
it'll work.
We'll let you roll.
It'll work.
One called Polka on a Banjo. There's a sweet young piece I love to kiss. Well, listen close and hear me. She's not my only love. I have another love, but she'll just have to share me. Now she's 5 foot tall, high heels and all. She already knows. She has a competition and a composition on this on an old man. I wish you could have seen these guys sing it and play it. It's, what a fun song. Do you remember who wrote that? No.
You know, I know, I'll figure it out. But that's a great song.
That's a good song.
A lot of fun. And that's a song that really showcases your voice really well.
Thank you.
You just sound great. I'm always... you know, people need to recognize the talent we have in our own backyards, and it's just amazing. You get better and better every time I hear you. You just sound better and better and better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we linked to M&M Express's website from our website. There's a page out there that will tell you how you can reach them, or you can reach them through us if you're looking for a bluegrass band for a picnic or a fair or something.
We do funerals too.
Coming up.
We'll do that.
Yeah, that last number would go over real nice.
Yeah.
depending. Depending. There are a lot of bluegrass songs actually about death.
And,
quite a few.
Yeah.
Remember that last one we played?
What song was that?
Larry LaPrize. You ever hear him?
No, this was a funeral.
Yeah, he wrote the Hokey Pokey and everything. We had a hard time on that show.
What happened?
Because it took six guys to get him in the casket.
Mm.
Every time they put his left foot in. Well, you know the story.
Well, you know, the Hokey Pokey is what it's all about. We probably have time, I think, for two more. I haven't been keeping track.
Okay. That's fine. We're going to feature Wendy on one here that she learned this from Mac Martin. He was over at the house one night and sang this song, and she really liked it. And he went and researched it, got a few more versions of it, and she liked Mac's better, though. This is a pretty one here.
You know what? Let's do this for Marty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and let's, Marty, it's so nice to have you here. And also, Mac's birthday is this week coming up, the 26th. Marty said 25th, 26th.
Yeah, 26th, yeah.
He deserves the whole week. Let's just give him the whole week.
I think he'll be about 93 this year, won't he?
Oh, he's going to be so mad at you.
It's 86. It's 86. And we're going to 86 you if you're not careful here. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Mac.
When the silvery moon was smiling from above, I was smiling too on the only one I love. We were so happy before we were in love. Don't you remember the time? Just down the lane, over the stream, down by a lone walnut tree. Sweet as a dream, beautiful dream to me. When I used to call you sweetheart of mine, don't you remember the time?
One pretty song,
and
absolutely. And Marty, that's for you. And also, happy birthday to Mac Martin. And you'll be pleased to know that Jerry Shamp says hello, listening this morning, and letting you know how much he's enjoying it. And Andy, who I mentioned earlier, listening in the UK, says he's enjoying the plucking this morning. And he's signed up for Banjo Hero. He said he would like to be a part of it.
All right.
Also, good morning to John in Franklin. John, it's nice to have you tuned in this day before Easter. Thank you for being with us. Thanks to you guys. Have we missed mentioning anything that we should have mentioned? We covered used Ron Meising albums. We covered the fact that you're not going to be out too much in the near future, but will be soon.
Yeah.
We covered how you guys met, how everybody met. We didn't talk about how John and Ron met.
Oh, well, yeah. Actually, we met with Wendy in the
oh, that's right, band. in the band where Wendy got fired.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yes,
okay.
That one.
Okay. So we've covered everything.
Oh, I think you got it all.
Oh, what did we forget?
We like to meet Andy, so if he can jump in a canoe and come on over.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely. Yeah, go find a gum tree canoe. He can come over.
A gum tree canoe.
And we'll get some British bluegrass. Is there? There must be British
of
bluegrass.
Course.
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's bluegrass everywhere else.
Yeah.
So. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. And what do you want to close off with?
We'll get Ron to close up on a pretty one here, a neat one that the Delmore Brothers wrote years ago, and that's a really pretty song. I do this for my mom and her friend Diane listening this morning. One called Southern Moon.
Thank you to M&M Express. Always wonderful to have you here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.